I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. A necklace strung with five elegant classical portrait cameos, an enchanting bracelet in the Gothic Revival style, graceful pendant earrings of delicate black tracery, a brooch composed of two intertwined hoops holding finely detailed rosettes. These four exquisite examples of early 19th century Berlin iron jewelry are currently on view in the Spencer's 19th Century Gallery, on long-term loan from Robert Hiller. They are also, quite surprisingly, poignant mementos of a brutal war long since past. The jewelry comes from the Royal Prussian Foundry in Berlin, which opened in 1804 and began making iron jewelry. A decade later, near the end of the Napoleonic Wars, the iron jewelry played a role in the German war effort. The government asked citizens to donate their jewelry made of precious materials to help pay for the campaign against France. In exchange for their gold, donors received iron jewelry, inspiring a new art form as well as a motto for the era, Gold gab ich für Eisen, or I gave gold for iron. With thanks to Deborah Timmisch for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.